Hi there and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Brenda Hanrahan, co-pastor of Firebrand Church in Talla in Dublin. And we will be chatting about the normal ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Brenda Hanrahan from Firebrand Church in Dublin City. We're chatting today on Woman to Woman about fear and the spirit of fear and how, you know, Brenda, fear is such a big subject, but it's a scary word too, isn't it, in the church?
Yeah, and not just in the church, Jackie, in the world as well, like the times that we live in. You know, when you put on the news, there's nothing but fear. There's people, you know, getting bad news all of the time. And people live in this constant state of anxiety, like they're losing grip of their lives, losing grip of reality. And it's a very difficult place to be in. But praise God that he's the one that delivers us from all of our fears.
Yes. And the Bible says perfect love. God is love.
So yeah,
perfect love casts out all fear. I remember my dad say that to me all the time with his northern accent from Derry. Oh, perfect. Cast out all fear, Jackie. And I'd say, what are you talking about? But it is true. When we have the love of God in us and we know that he's conquered fear and conquered then the perfectness and love of God takes away the fear. Now, it doesn't mean you don't face trials and tribulations and problems. We all have that, Christian or not Christian. But yet, he says, do not fear, for I am with you.
Yeah. And I think, Jackie, it's our faith is rooted in the character of God as well. Like, we know that he is trustworthy. We know that he is constant, that he is a constant in our lives, that he never leaves us, like he says, nor never will forsake us. And that he gives us courage to keep on going. Like, fear is, like, courage is not the absence of fear, but it's doing the right thing in spite of it. So there's times in life where we do get afraid. It's natural to be afraid of certain things, you know. It's a natural, we're humans. But whenever we are afraid, we can run to the rock that is higher than I. We can run to Jesus, and he gives us the courage and he gives us the strength to go on and to face that challenge, and not just face it head on, but also to overcome it, you know. And it's that love, our faith rooted in his love, rooted in his character, knowing that he is good and that he is on our side.
Do you think, like, fear can grip families, that it can come down generations where, you know, you see a kids that are really struggling with fear, then you see their parents might be very struggling with the same thing and their parents. And do you think the spiritual aspect?
Yeah, absolutely, Jackie.
Spirit. I mean, I heard, I remember hearing Derek Prince talking about suffering with fear. And he said he realized then that spirit of fear was upon him.
And
he had to break it and take it off him, because he said, this is where it will stop and it will not go down to my own children and my family, and it will go down to the next generation. It stops here. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, Jackie. Like, I remember hearing a story about this pastor, and he got saved and he was crippled with fear, even in his Christian life. And he was so fearful of his health. You know, he was always worried and concerned about his health. And he realized that actually came from his mother, who used to always say, be careful, be careful, every time he was going out the door, going to school. And she kind of put this fear on him. Do you know that kind of way? Spoke a lot of fear into his life. And he grew up with that, and he had it all through his Christian journey. Well, the beginning of his Christian journey. And one day he just realized it, and he just stood against the enemy. He was in his kitchen and fear was gripping him. He used to have to take tablets to help him relax and stuff like that. And he just stood in his kitchen and he just renounced and rebuked that spirit of fear. He says, devil, you cannot take me. My life is in God's hands. And he came against that spirit of fear and he broke that off his life. and he was completely set free. It was actually Carter Conlon from Times Square Church. He actually gives that testimony of how he was delivered from fear in his kitchen one day.
That is so true, because even in, you know, counselling and psychology, I heard a therapist saying one day that, you know, you can have one child that has been, where fear has been spoken over them, and just like that, your mother or father might say, oh, be careful, that could happen and this could happen.
Yeah.
And don't break a leg, don't do this, and don't take any chances. And then you can have another family where they say, you can do all things. You've got the Holy Spirit in you. You've got to do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Everything's going to be all right. And they were comparing both families, and where there was a Christian family that kept speaking the goodness of God into the person, and the other family who were saying, oh, things so died, and this could happen to you, and you might break your leg, and don't take a chance. And the difference in both, I think it was one of the top psychologists was teaching about it, saying the difference in both is what we speak over.
Absolutely. You know, there was this girl, she'd done an experiment in our church, and she showed us it. She had two plants, and one plant she spoke life to, and it grew and it flourished, right? This was only a couple of months ago. And then the other plant, she starts speaking curses, you will not live, you know, you'll die. If you start speaking kind of like negative talks and curses over the plant, and it withered and died. So words are like seeds, and they grow. And what happens is strongholds in our minds, our thought patterns can, you know, get intertwined with this stronghold in our mind. So it's very important, as the Word of God says, that we allow the Word of God to transform our minds. And as we read God's Word, it tears down all of those strongholds of fear that may have been spoken into our lives, you know, those fearful thoughts, anxiety and stuff like that. And not only that, other thought patterns in our lives as well, like rejection, abandonment, all other stuff. And the Word of God has the power to tear down those strongholds and keep us in God's perfect peace and keep us in His love as well.
Right. Hey. Brenda Hannah from Firebrand Church, thank you for speaking to us today about fear and how we can conquer that with God's love and with God's help. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.